I'm joined by Sue Bull, who's the chair of the festival Love Me, Love My Mind, based in Epsom. Sue, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, I understand things are obviously quite different this year because the festival isn't able to do what it would usually do in the same way because of the pandemic. So what are your plans to keep this going this year?
Absolutely. The pandemic has wiped out so many people's lives, literally, and changed so many plans. We wondered if we were going to be able to do the festival, but felt it was really important to do so because of how things are. And so we were given a free loan of a platform, so we are going to be totally online this year. And as ever, many, many activities trying to break down stigma, and especially this year to bring some support to everyone, because I think everyone has been affected mentally through the past months.
And what can people do to get involved this year? Because obviously you usually have planning meetings and lunch and all those sort of nice social things that you can't do. So how are you going to go about making sure it happens and you plan it as you want to and people can get involved with their ideas?
Absolutely. We are going to have a Zoom planning meeting, and always very interested for everyone's ideas. We've now come to the point where the brochure is finalised and it's going to be online. Anyone can get involved in any way. If you've got internet access, then everything is going to be online, and all the speakers, creative activities, the usual glorious spectrum of enjoyment and hope that the festival brings. We are very, very aware that some people do not have internet access, and for some people, the festival is highlight of the year. And so we're going to be having festival at home packs, and these can be obtained by just dropping a note to Love My Mind at St. Barnabas or phoning us. And in those packs, it won't be the same as being able to be present in the groups, having a nice meal, having conversation, but hopefully it will enable everyone to be part of the festival.
Brilliant. And the festival for everybody else is going to be online this year, which is great. Why is mental health so important? We talk about it all the time. People use that word so often at the moment, but some people don't really understand what mental health is. They think, well, I haven't got depression or I haven't got anxiety, so therefore it doesn't apply to me. But your mental health is as important as your physical health, isn't it, for everybody?
Absolutely agree. And I think there's a whole spectrum, and we're all on that spectrum. I don't think I've ever met anyone who has perfect mental health. And in the same way that if we're physically unwell, we might have a bit of a cough and feel a bit low for a day or two. And that's one area comparatively for mental health. We might be feeling a bit down. In physical health, we can be very, very sick in intensive care. And we can also experience those same depths of pain in mental health. Why is it important? It is important because the mind controls much of the function of our bodies. And if we are feeling lonely, isolated, depressed, hearing voices, feeling scared, feeling phobic, feeling so many different emotions, our lives are diminished. We may be struggling in all sorts of ways, and I believe very passionately that everyone is entitled to the same level of mental health care as physical health care.
I think it's really important to really make everybody aware that it can happen to you at any point in your life. Any age group can be affected by mental health. A lot of people, as you say, during the pandemic have experienced sensations that we say that they never have done before. The increased anxiety among everybody. Everybody's much more heightened in their awareness of their mental health. But it shouldn't ever be a stigma, should it? Be something that we can talk about. And as you said, if you've got a broken arm, you go to the doctor and have a chat about it and work out what you can do. The same in some ways, obviously not as simple to necessarily fix as a broken arm or something like that, but the same should be happening about our mental health, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. I believe that people who have physical and mental, emotional, some people might feel spiritual needs as well, all of them are equally important. And it's not about shame, it's about saying I'm hurting. I might be hurting physically or mentally, And when they're hurting, you generally need a compassionate ear and someone who may know how life could be a bit better for us, be that sticking plaster, an operation, or speaking or medication.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for explaining more about everything to do with the festival and mental health for us. Do you mind us what the theme is for this year?
The theme for this year is Seeds of Hope in Uncertain Times. And it just seemed to come to us that we are living still in uncertain times. In the darkest times, there can be little seeds of hope which are about to appear. And we hope that by the end of the festival, we may all find a little bit of hope, however dark and terrible life seems at the moment.
Sue, thank you very, very much indeed. Good luck at the Love Me, Love My Mind Festival this year. It sounds really exciting. Can't wait to have a look online ourselves. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.